Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, May 25th, 2018. Our birthday week is coming to an end, and we want to thank you all for the encouraging messages we have received from you during the last days. Also, thank you for helping us get the Berlin Briefing word out. You can still send us a message with your mailing address via Facebook, Twitter, or to berlinbriefing@gmail.com to request stickers, send us feedback, or tell us about the stories you want to hear. The Berlin police are preparing for numerous major assignments during the weekend. On Saturday, the initiative Kita Krise Berlin calls for a demonstration to which thousands of participants are expected. Police will face a particularly difficult situation during the AfD demonstration on Sunday, which takes place in the government district. Several counter-events have been announced, and tens of thousands of demonstrators are expected in Berlin. According to the Berliner Morgenpost, the Berlin police have therefore requested forces from 9 federal states and from the federal police for support. The safety authorities are particularly concerned about the situation on Sunday. AfD is demonstrating under the motto Future Germany and has registered 10,000 participants. Numerous counter-rallies will take place in the immediate vicinity. The biggest is under the motto Stop the Hatred, Stop the AfD on the Reichstag meadow, and thus only a few hundred meters away from the march of the AfD. At the same time, a demonstration entitled AfD Wegbassen Berlin gegen Nazis takes place. The organizers want to place numerous trucks with sound systems along the AfD route to, quote, blast the party away with bass. According to a spokesman for the Reclaim Club Culture Alliance, however, this has not yet been approved. More than 10,000 participants are expected to attend this event alone. A total of 13 counter-events are planned. While it is expected that the protest against the AfD will be much bigger than announced, the AfD demonstration will probably be smaller. On Wednesday, the Federal Board of AfD expected only 5,000 demonstrators instead of 10,000. An action of the AfD Rheinland-Pfalz group made headlines. It wants to pay the first 30 demonstrators a subsidy of 50 euros. Because member of the Bundestag Renate Künast of the Green Party campaigned on Facebook for the counter-demonstration, she even received death threats. After years of preparation and planning, the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, comes into force across the European Union today. The regulation is abbreviated DSGVO in German. While in theory, work towards becoming GDPR compliant has been going on behind the scenes for some time, the impact has become more obvious in the last few weeks as organizations sent out emails to customers detailing new privacy policies which come into force with GDPR and asking for their continued consent to use their data. At its core, the regulations are designed to reflect the world we're living in now and bring laws and obligations around personal data, privacy, and consent across Europe up to speed for the internet-connected age. But this also means that the new rules come with implications for individuals and businesses in the region and beyond. Everybody who is processing personal data like IP addresses, names, email addresses, etc. is affected by it. However, the real impact of the regulations remains to be seen. But especially people who run small websites, blogs, or podcasts are concerned about compliance. On Google, the search term GDPR has even outpaced Beyoncé recently. The German long-distance bus market leader, Flixbus, wants to compete with Deutsche Bahn on further routes, not only with buses, but also with more trains. From 2019, Flix trains will run between Berlin and Munich and Cologne and Berlin, the company announced yesterday. More trains will also run on the already established connections Berlin to Stuttgart and Hamburg to Cologne. Between Berlin and Munich, Flixbus hopes to be able to travel on the new high-speed railway line that was opened in December. A spokesman for the company confirmed a corresponding report. Flixbus plans to run 2 to 3 trains a day on the line. This year, Flixbus wants to sell about 500,000 train tickets. Deutsche Bahn has about 140 million passengers per year in its intercity and ECE trains. This weekend, on May 26th and 27th, the owners and tenants of 122 private gardens in Berlin and Brandenburg will open their doors to visitors. The Open Gardens Initiative invites all those interested in gardening and garden design to the series of events first conceived in 2004. But not only flower gardens can be visited. Visitors are also welcomed by the operators of so-called kitchen and farm gardens for vegetables and herbs. They all offer inspiration and illustration for successful plant combinations, solutions for garden problems, or special design ideas. In addition, there is the opportunity for professional exchange with other garden friends. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.